After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness. From ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit Schwan's.com.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement, change lives. And that's right, this is Mark Menard. And look, everyone, we've been premiering the four-part series that I've been doing with best-selling author Pierre Evans, his journey from being a homeless man to becoming a businessman. And he came here live in studio. You've been seeing it. We've been having these amazing conversations, just diving deep, not only to his story, behind the story, but discussing levels of business, of how to really develop and grow yourself, your company, your profits, your team, how to become a speaker, just everything we're even talking about. There's an upcoming one called Influence Trumps Fame. That's right, you gotta stay tuned. We just did Blood, Sweat, and Tears. So those will be coming. But in between, I have a special episode for everyone. I was just on Bill Courtwright's world famous podcast, Stress Mastery. And I'm gonna air the entire episode because he interviewed me about an event that they're having, and they're having me do the keynote there. It's Awakened Connections. But what I talk about, you're all gonna love. I talk about the danger of not doing your dream. So I'm just gonna let this play out. And listen, everyone, to all the Elevating Beyond family, I'm gonna have a special and direct link to get tickets to this event that I'm gonna be speaking at. You'll hear my man, Bill Courtwright. You've heard him co-host with me before. He's running it. Super Millennial, they call him, is part of it. They have four other amazing speakers. And just for the Elevating Beyond family, we have a special discount rate you can get them at. Either way, join us there. It's going to be awesome, though. We'll get to hang out. It's going to be in Florida. You can't go wrong. Anyway, get ready. Here we go. We're going to be talking about the danger of not doing your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am Bill Courtwright, and I am very excited because I am not here with Super Millennial. I am here with the author, entrepreneur, professional speaker, and all around good guy, Mark Menard. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Bill Courtwright, and it's an honor to be here. And I just want to throw out quickly, as we're bringing our amazing audiences together, hello to everyone also from Elevating Beyond. I'm going to be airing Bill's show, and you'll see why, Stress Mastery, here in a second.
Yeah, so we have, actually, Super Millennial has the event. This is actually his event, Mark. I'm not doing anything on it.
Oh, man, you didn't tell me that. Well, I'm out. No, I'm just joking.
Super Millennial, David Moreto, is putting this event called Awakened Connections. And he came up with the idea because he has all these millennial friends that are entrepreneurs. And he's looking to create some type of balance for people. So what he decided, Mark, was he wanted to put an event together that addressed all five life categories. We have five categories that we teach here at Stress Mastery: career, finance, health, relationships, and personal development.
Yes.
And so we were looking for somebody to come in, and we want to talk about career, and that's your particular topic. And in the career, what a lot of people we find are looking, they're dissatisfied with their career, they're looking for a transition in their career, or they're stuck and they're looking to advance their career. And so Mark, for those, a lot of the Stress Mastery family know Mark, we've had him on the show, but Mark is an author. He's the author of The Story of You. He's also an amazing entrepreneur, and he started, and I'm going to let him talk on this, but he started an organization called Dreamshine, which is an amazing organization, and all Mark's contact will be in the show notes, so you can just click on those links and go see what Mark's about. But he also has this podcast, which we're all in, Elevating Beyond, which has millions of downloads. And it's a podcast that's really what it says. It's helping people to elevate beyond. So Mark is this, a professional speaker, and does all these things. So he's an entrepreneur at heart. So Mark's talk, and I love this talk, is the danger of giving up your dreams. So Mr. Menard, let me turn it over to you. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. Well, first of all, this is amazing that Super Millennial is putting this together, because just kind of giving everyone a little backstory from working with you guys behind the scenes and kind of moving forward, it really takes going out of those different levels of your comfort zone. And as you continue to go out, you meet other people that are out there along the way on your journey, which is how we all connected. And Super Millennial, it's been cool because he's continued to meet and network with so many awesome people that you're connected with, Bill. So I could see him having the vision of connecting all those dots to bring all these people together for this event. So I'm honored to be here. I'm excited for all your listeners. I'm excited for everyone that's part of the Elevating Beyond family listening right now, too. You all know I don't promote or be part of events and not just inspire people, but also teach people and also provide an amazing experience. And I know this event is doing all three. And coming and speaking from careers, you know, I don't want to give too much away. I have a little backstory of going through my own adversity, being in jail at a way younger age, and how I overcame that to create my own businesses, and then learn to then take from being an entrepreneur to a businessman to really using that influence, not as a level of fame, but to help others at a whole other level, which has been my why. And what this event is about for everyone that's coming is we're really helping them all discover their different whys. But what I like to do too is realistically, beautifully give people beautiful backhands of perspectives that give them the reality of it too. And, you know, when we talk about these things like careers, you know, some people could say, well, I'm doing okay. Or I've known a lot of lawyer, not a lot. I have a good friend that's a lawyer that bought his house, $500,000 in cash, paid it off. He was on his way to partner of the firm. On the outside, it looked like roses and the perfect, you know. His dad was a lawyer. He was miserable. He hated the culture. He was miserable every day. He was near suicidal. So it's different if your dream is you want to be a lawyer because you want to help people. Yeah. Maybe you have a different passion. But he never wanted to be that. So he ended up, now he has his own company that does publishing and ghostwriting and copywriting. And he's actually making more than he was as a lawyer. It took time though, but he's happier than ever. And when we talk about like what I'm gonna be up here talking about, I know you all, each amazing speaker has their own incredible category. And they bring along their own experience with it too, which I'm excited not only to be speaking, but to actually listen to the wisdom and meet all the awesome people that will be there. But when I talk about the danger of not doing your dream, I'm just going to give everyone a little flavor here. Imagine there's this guy that's in a trailer, and this guy is so poor that his typewriter, this is back in the day now, before computers, before MacBooks, he had a typewriter in his laundry room, which was a washer and a dryer, and he had his typewriter on top of the washer, and he had a little chair there where he would type anytime he could and close the closet so he wouldn't hear the baby and his wife. That was his only privacy. And the day he taught English, at night he was a janitor. They couldn't even afford to have a house phone. But this guy always had a dream of writing these books. Like, he had such an amazing imagination. So not 5 times, not 10 times, over 30 publishers turned him down. And this was back in the day when you, like now, it's you can get anyone to publish your book. You know, it's different than it used to be. It was a big deal. You'd have to have a whole manuscript. You'd have to go through this month, like 6 month process for each publisher. He actually said, "I'm done with this," and threw his manuscript in the trash. His wife dug it up because she believed in him. And she's like, "You can't give up on this." Well, that person ended up to be Stephen King.
Yep.
And he sold actually more books across the world than any writer in history.
Ever.
And so now some people are like listening, probably like, "Well, that's cool, Mark, like that he's done that and you know, he's doing really well, but how is it dangerous for him to give up on his dream? Like, how would you really be in, you know, it's neat, he's entertaining people." Well, guess what? He saved my life without even knowing it. It was because Stephen King wrote his books. Pet Sematary was the first book that got me into reading my first book ever after I was in jail. And that led to my entire journey for the love of personal development. It led to my love of reading, which was like the ripple effect of why I'm here right now. But see, like, people don't realize that if Stephen King hadn't gone after his dream, if I hadn't picked up that book that he wrote because he went after his dream, it's not even just about all the lives. It's the ripple effect of, you talk about the company I have, Bill. We've served over hundreds of individuals with special needs. I've been, you know, it's not about me when I speak. I've had people write me about the show and the podcast. Like, they've been on the verge of having real suicidal issues in their life, and they said this helped get them out of that dark place. And that's the ripple effect of Stephen King not giving up on his dream. And the reason I say it's dangerous is I wouldn't be alive right now. That literally changed my life. And so as we talk more and more, and I'm really excited about this when we're sharing it, I'm going to be diving deeper into not only my own personal journey, but like these four main proven principles that I found of really how to go after whatever your dream is for you. And I don't want my dream to be your dream. That's what's so awesome is we're each, as you know, Bill, designed differently, like an orchestra. We each play our own different instruments. We're not each designed to play the same one, but when you put them all together with that conductor, it really brings together that whole orchestra. And then I'll be talking about and ask any questions, but of course, but really diving deep. I love how we're doing the Q&A too, because people can ask me about anything. I speak to companies all over the world. It's not just the field that I'm in. It's whatever level you're in the business, owning the business, how to get to whatever that next level in your life is for you. And it's interesting because it's what you talk about a lot too, Bill, is a lot of it really has to do with fear. I'm just going to give people a little hint. That's what traps a lot of people. So I'll be talking a little bit about the difference between fear and worry.
That's awesome. I'm going to tell you because a little backstory. So I've known Mark for a few years now. And so when I met Mark, you really DreamShine successful. So he could have built DreamShine, which caters to special needs individuals, and he could have made a good living, had a good life, and that was it. But Mark had this drive to go out and help people. So I met you before the book was published. I met you when you had a partner on the podcast that kind of abandoned you and left you with everything in your hands. And here you're trying to figure out, how do I move while building a successful business? You know, that transition.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I would like you to address is, you know, so people, and what you said about the lawyer is very common, because I see it in the medical field, doctors all the time. I hate being doctors. They became doctors because the families were doctors. They went through the tribalization process and program to be a doctor, and they're miserable. And they hit their 50s and they want to get out of this and do something else. So
yeah.
The challenge that people have when they built a career, but they really want to transition into what they love, is the transition process, because it's very easy to say, moment something bad happens, forget this, I'm a doctor, I can do this. Or you could have said, forget this podcast stuff and all this stuff, I don't need to learn this, I got a successful business over here that's paying me a good salary and I could just live life. What keeps you going when you get knocked down like you, and you were knocked, man, they don't know, Mark, you were knocked down. And not one time did the word quit come out of your mouth. That's what I loved about you, and I are very similar. Sometimes people look at me and go, you should quit. I know I should, but I can't. I just don't know how. And so tell me about that. How did that happen when you're transitioning in your life?
You know, it's really important people just hear this, because it's really not if, but when you get knocked down. Because people, you know, they think like, well, the universe aligns, and that means it's, well, the universe may be aligning and calling you to do this, but the universe is also going to test you to see if you're willing to outlast this adversity. And really what that does is that weeds out the people that have the type of passion that are wishy-washy and think that passion is just connected to feelings, like, I'm excited about this, I'm going to do this today. Well, when you get beat down, and I've been beat down a lot on different levels of my own life, of dealing with a state trying to do false lawsuits on DreamShine, of then getting my podcast to a whole other level and having the person with me just, like Bill said, flat out abandon me. Been turned down for, before I got bigger paid speaking events, I was turned down for so many of them. Some of them, it would be like 5 days before it all went through, it was ready to go, then boom, you're turned down. But something in me, like in my gut, just kept telling me, and there's times like I'd be like, I want to only focus on everything with DreamShine and stuff. But for me, there's different levels. And what I looked at was continuing to grow and influence and help people at another level also is going to ultimately open up, and it comes back full circle to being able to help DreamShine at another level too. Because when we go to the next level, like those that are really part of us, are, you're gonna sometimes, it depends on the situation you're in, but in this, I'm going to take them. That's part of my why. And so like, I look at my why, like my individuals with special needs are counting on me. Everyone on my team's counting on me. They're working hard. They're invested. My wife is like, I don't, and everyone that listens to me talk. And each time I get that letter, like every time I want to give up, I'll look at a letter someone sent me. I just read your book, and I'm going through this in my life, and for the first time I'm having hope again. And like, I just simply read that. It's not just about the money. I read that and I'm like, I literally don't get to give up. Like, how can I look at that? And it's important people keep those little reminders. That's what I always tell one, is you have to keep them and look back over like the year, not just the week, and look over the little things that remind you to keep going for when you get beat down. And you know, to end that, Bill, the most important thing I keep telling everyone is, I'm not being negative, I'm being real with you when I'm saying it's you're going to go through so many trials and tribulations.
Of course you are.
You're going to get to another level. It's like, I want to be a pro boxer. Well, then you're going to have to get punched in the face. I want to go from college football to the NFL. I've had both on my show. They hit a lot harder in the NFL. You get beat down. The guys are twice the size. So you have to train twice as hard. Yeah. Yes. But it's worth it. Like, the risk and the reward, it's worth it, you know, but it's a transition. It's a transition.
One thing you said over and over again is the why. And what people don't understand is there people can have like this passion to do something. I want to be a professional speaker. I want to start a podcast, or I want to start a business. I want a side hustle, right? Passion's never going to get you anywhere, because what happens is the first time you get hit, face, you. So when you, Chris, and that's what a why is, and you said it several times. You have a distinct why and purpose that is driving you, that quitting is not even an option. It's not, and failure doesn't even exist, because you're just going to keep going till you get there. How did you find this why? What opened you? Because the purpose, we teach like passion's in the head, but purpose is in the heart. And this is where the why is. Where did you find that? What created that?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at that, is passion is in the head. You know, it is. I also think passion in some ways is connected to perseverance, but people a lot of the times just connect passion to feelings. But
there you go.
It's when you connect it more to really passion, you know, as we know that one of the meanings to it is to suffer, the suffering.
Yes. And that is why passion doesn't work. I hate to tell people that, because they, find your passion, find your purpose. Because the passion can turn into a purpose, but the purpose is the why. Without the why, I'm sorry, you're going, when you get knocked down, and Mark said, it's not if, it's when you're going to get knocked down. How are you going to respond? Have passion, if you have purpose, you're going to get up and keep going.
I would, and a lot of people ask too, Bill. They'll say, how do I discover my why or my purpose? And what I answer them is, it's not just something you can take a test and get your answer to. A lot of the time, sometimes by doing, getting in those trenches and starting to do what you really start feeling in your gut that you're being pulled to do, you start connecting more into your why and tapping into it along the way. But if you, but it just depends, you know. I wouldn't say if you're just like, I only want to do this only for the money, but there may be a reason why someone needs more money. Like for me, there was a point where I did something and I connected it. I knew we needed more money because we were adopting our nephew out of a rough situation, and we wanted to put him in the best schools and live in the best neighborhood so he could have the best schools. So I knew that was going to double the cost of our mortgage, our property taxes. So I did have some things I needed to do to increase my finances, but it was connected to, now he's a senior in high school playing on the varsity football team, yes, has no speech impediment. And so that was my why right there, as far as like making those other financial gains with what I did too. So
it's not always, the why doesn't always have to be linked directly to like a business. It could be you're doing this to advance your family. But the why is very strong. I'm glad that you brought that up, because if you don't have a purpose, and here's the thing we know in Stress Mastery, is that everybody's born with a purpose. The thing is that it gets locked away and we lose it.
Yeah.
And so it's like you said, you can't get a book. You got to discover it. It's within you. It's that thing within you, like the lawyer. It was within him to do that work. So that within gives you the courage to, well, Dad, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore. Oh, by the way, firm, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, wife, I don't want to be a lawyer anymore.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
It takes a whole lot of courage to do, right?
Yes.
You know, that aspect of that. So what you've done, Mark, and I've watched you. It's been fun to watch. I've watched you stumble, bumble, trip, get up, succeed, fail.
Yeah.
I've seen it all. And I've got to watch from the outside watching people through this, because I've been through it so many times in my career. And now I know you're riding the wave. Now get ready, because the tipping's coming, my friend. And that tipping point is a beautiful thing. Now you got to learn, and this is what I'm going to ask you next, is a lot of people don't realize that you have to be ready for success. How do you handle success now? Now you got people wanting you to speak. You've got you got millions of people listening to your podcast. You got people buying your books. You got people wanting a piece of you. And all of a sudden, all the work, now it's coming. How do you handle that?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And what I have learned is a lot of the times that adversity that we're talking about, that we go through, what people would say is the process of getting beat down and getting up, is actually the most beautiful thing about that is training you for when you make it to the next level. You realize, oh my gosh, because when you get beat down, a lot of the times there's a lesson you learn in that. And what I tell people is you're still going after plan A. You just find 1,000 different ways to get there. So you get beat down and you'll figure out, okay, maybe I did this wrong, or I need to re-strategize. But each time you do, it builds up like that perseverance muscle. And I believe perseverance is a muscle, just like everything else. It's like willpower. It's built up through each of these experiences. And as you then really make it to what that next level would be, it's like you've been so deep in the muck and battling in the trenches and stuff. And it's not like, oh, I just got here overnight. You know, it because you went through that process and it took so much, and you learn what you learned so much along the way through that adversity, through what we would think is that pain, is actually one of the greatest gifts that we end up getting. Because when we get there, you have wisdom that you never would have had you just been like, I want this to happen, and the next day, boom, it happened. You think you want it. You see someone on TV, you see what they're doing, you want what they have, you want their fruits, but you're not ready for all the problems that come with it.
Yeah, because I always tell people, it's like, would you give a child $1 million to go buy candy? No, I wouldn't do that. It's the same with $1 million overnight. It will screw you up because you're ready for it. You don't know what to do with it. All the problems that come with having $1 million. And people can say it. Until you've been there, you don't know. A lot of issues come, right?
Taxes. Yeah, you got leadership. You got, yeah.
Family, friends. Everybody comes out. So this is an accident. So I wanted to give everybody a taste of you. And I'm very, very excited about this. I have to tell you, so when I started podcasting, for those that don't know Mark is the one who taught me how to podcast. So, you know, Mark, that 2 weeks ago, we hit number one in America category. Last week, we were number 9.
I love it.
We've done 386 episodes, and it all started with what you and Bruce Van Horn was a big part of that. You were a big part of that, teaching us how to do a podcast. And so one of the things I know, when you start your journey, we got about 5 minutes here, and I want to touch on this a little bit. When you start your journey, nobody takes their journey, or successful people never take their journey by themselves.
Yes.
So when you're looking to change or advance your career or change anything in your life, talk a little bit about how the people come into your life and how you have to be coachable and willing to learn.
Look, you have to be coachable, and you have to be willing to invest, because you can get the podcast for free. You can listen to the stuff for free on YouTube. But the thing about when you invest and go to events like Awaken Connection, I know in my life when I was growing, I got to a certain level where I hit my own kind of glass ceiling, and I didn't know. I couldn't find anyone in my circle that could help me. I was like growing in my company, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to lead to that next level. So I invested $7,800. And at that time, that was like the biggest that I had made going to, and it was like a 4-day event. I always tell you, it was the Entree Leadership.
Yeah.
But what it wasn't just the event. It was also all the other people at the event, because I realized it wasn't just like-minded people. It was another level of like-minded people that also were willing to take that risk and invest their money to be there. And from being around them, like some of the side talks and relationships that we built started to grow. You see other people doing this, and you'll meet Bill and I, and you realize like they're people just like you and I.
Yeah.
They're not mad. They just have worked really hard to get to where they are, and it really like gave me hope and started inspiring. And it did light that passion in me to start thinking, like, to start dreaming like beyond where I thought my dreams could go. But it took getting around other people and paying for it and putting skin in the game.
I did an episode a couple of weeks ago on spending versus investing. And people spend their money all the time. You don't understand the difference. Investing in events like this, and it's not just for me to sell the event.
No.
I'm telling you, you're investing your time. You're investing your money. And one of the things that you will make is connections. It's one thing to watch YouTube, read books, take courses online. But when you're in the atmosphere, you'll make connections that can help you for the rest of your life. You'll be shocked at the people that you will meet.
Yes.
Mr. Menard, I have to thank you so much. And it's been an absolute distinct pleasure for me to watch you grow. Because you have, man, I got to tell you, I watch you closely, son. And you have really, really taken things to another level. I'm very, very proud of you. And it's wonderful. I can't wait to see you in Orlando and be my home turf. We're going to have some fun, you know.
That's right.
Mark is the keynote speaker. So he is the keynote speaker of the event. So guys, get ready, man, because he will bring it. I've seen Mark speak. I've been on stage with Mark. He will bring it. You will laugh. You're not going to throw monkeys at him.
Hey, I'm not gonna. You never know. You never know what. I'm not gonna bring in those truth bombs because they didn't let me on the plane last time. But I will tell everyone this though. Bill has also challenged me to grow. To look, coaches need coaches. We invest. We have to. And people buy my. They come to my events. But also, I invest in others. Bill also has been a coach to me when it comes to speaking and has challenged me. And there's times, I'm not going to lie, he's pissed me off. But you have to be willing to go back and think about there's wisdom in that. And Bill's a big part that challenged me to get then another coach to realize, okay, I need to get, now I'm, Bill's like, you're a pro now. So I had to get a whole other keynote coach and help craft all that voice pitch and all this stuff that I'm like, I don't need. Bill's like, I'm going to kick your butt if I see you out there.
People think they can just go up and they can speak. I talk about it all the time. I did hundreds of free talks that I'm like crap and stuff. And
yes.
You're a professional speaker. Your money is made. Your money, that's our time, right?
I know.
Your money is made as a professional speaker and getting invited back and getting referrals. It's not about, mm-mm, you know, having the best selling book. You get it. That's how people are made. You know, when you do your job right, because it's a pretty dirty business, and I have to say that to my fellow speakers, but you know, they'll infringe on your time. They will go over. They will be rude to the meeting planners. They will be all these things. And I know you're not that, Mark.
Mm-mm.
That's the things that I wanted you to learn right away, because that's your business. Your business is really giving a heck of a talk, impacting, and getting invited back to do it again. And having that company say, wow, I got this great speaker on leadership, or this great speaker on business. His name is Mark Menard. Let me give you his contact. That's how you build it. That's really how you build it. In that. So thank you so much, Mark. And we're looking at, guys, I can't wait for you guys to see what this guy's going to bring on the stage. But when he talks about the truth bombs, that's we're going to leave that for the story there, because
just be surprised.
Laugh out loud, I promise you. That's it for today's show. Our mission here at the Stress Mastery Podcast is to create a shift in the planet. And Mr. Menard is creating that shift. His information is right below in the show notes. please contact him. Listen to his podcast. It's called Elevating Beyond. He has the best guests in the world and some of the best interviews I've ever heard. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe to the show. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help. With a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com. This is Julie.
Hey, calendar. What's my morning like?
Julie's about to have a long day.
At 9 a.m., soccer carpool. 9:10, purchase birthday card. 9:05, dry cleaning.
Did you just go backwards?
I'm sorry. I can't fit that question into your schedule. 9:15, cry for a little bit.
For days that won't end, let Schwan's help. With Schwan's, you can get delicious meals that go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. Visit today at schwans.com.